Sunday Meditation, January 1st, 2006. The question today, Quo, has to do with information that you gave some time ago concerning the end of the third density, beginning of fourth density. And we're wondering if there's any reason for us to be afraid of anything that's going to occur then. Everything that we know is going to come to an end, as we know it, in third density. There are entirely new fourth density vibrations coming in, entirely new ways of looking at things, of doing and being. Is there any reason for fear?
We are those of the principle known to you as the Kuo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We come in the creator's service to share our thoughts with you, humble as they are, on the subject of fear. It is our pleasure to join your circle and our privilege to share our thoughts. As always, we would ask that you guard your thoughts carefully. Listen with some skepticism and a wary ear to what we have to say. If the thoughts seem helpful to you, then by all means work with them. That is why we are sharing them. However, if those thoughts do not seem helpful to you, then we would ask you please to drop them without a second thought and leave them behind. It is an important consideration to us, for we do not wish to create a stumbling block in your process, and therefore, if you would guard your thoughts carefully, it would enable us to speak freely. We thank you for your consideration in this regard. It is with some degree of gratitude and thankfulness that we take up this question of whether there is any reason to have fear at this time in your planetary process. There certainly are great changes taking place, and indeed some of the processes of change have completed their pattern to a great extent. The outworking of the forces involved in the planetary shift from third to fourth density in terms of activation and the interpenetration of third by fourth density has matured nicely. We have been pleased to see the degree to which your planet's people as a whole are increasing in their level of awareness of the planetary situation. This new level of awareness among the what this instrument would call the grassroots of your globe means that there is more surface area, shall we say, for the light to shine through, which in turn helps the rest of the planetary population, if it wishes to join the numbers of those who are awakening making their choice and creating for themselves that opportunity to graduate in service to others. We are pleased indeed that groups such as yours all over the planet have enabled the third density structure that you now enjoy to continue as it has. It is extremely likely at this point that your population shall be able to enjoy uninterrupted and comfortable incarnations, at the end of which lies the opportunity to choose the next classroom which you feel that you would best enjoy working in. It is a very exciting time for your planet and for those of us who have watched your people through a great deal of difficult learning. We see better rates of awakening, shall we say, than the probability vortices of, say, 30 years in the past would have suggested. And we are humbly grateful to be a small part of that energy that has pressed towards the light, has called to the light, and has anchored that light in relatively undistorted form. We thank each heart that beats love, love, love. Thank you for the unimaginable effort that it takes each of you to keep your mind, your thoughts, and your heart on the beam, as this instrument would say. It is easy to be distracted by very many things. And we find ourselves applauding the efforts of each of you to stay awake and stay on task. We can say unequivocally that there is no reason to have fear, gazing at the stunning changes that are taking place on your planet at this time. One reason there is no need to fear these changes is that, as the questioner expressed the question, it was clear that the questioner was aware that these changes were largely non-physical. They take place in the unseen realms, the inner planes. Therefore, while these changes are absolutely radical and revolutionary, they are not changes that will affect life as you know it on planet Earth. Consensus reality shall reflect only shadows of these changes. In terms of your living out your natural life, there is no physical catastrophe that is necessary in order to express the changes that the planet is going through. Humankind is another story in terms of the possibility of planetary disaster. The planet itself does not need to extinguish itself in order for fourth density to emerge. However, there is a troubling tendency within humankind to use violence, and the expressions of violence that your people are capable of at this time are such that this would be the only reason for fear that we would see in the picture that we look at this time, is that tendency among your people to feel that it is possible to create a better situation than the one that is currently had by destroying people, buildings, and the environment with weapons of mass destruction. Enough of those weapons of mass destruction going off at one time could indeed remove life from your planet entirely. We are without concern as to whether this happens in terms of our being able to do anything about it. We hope that each of you can take into your prayer life, your meditations, and your interactions with others the awareness of that shadow side that lies within the heart and the makeup of each human being on planet Earth. Where in your energy do you see the desire to destroy rather than communicate, to blow something up rather than take the long and sometimes messy route of discussion and heartfelt interaction that results in creating light where there was darkness, love where there was bitterness, and so forth? These are matters that only you who dwell in the flesh on planet Earth have the right and the responsibility to deal with. We have the right to rescue entities that may have been blown up in a nuclear explosion. We do not have the right to interfere with such an explosion. As you in your heart live, so does the human tribe as a whole live. And so we put this concern to you. If you have fear, let it be fear of your own human tendency to destroy. And see what you can do to create within yourself a heart that is genuinely, deeply committed to building up rather than destroying. In terms of what is happening to the planet. The third density planet Earth on which you live is gradually exhausting its capacity to offer an environment in which third density entities can incarnate. The energies have been strengthened, especially in the last 10 years or so. As we said, by many groups such as yours, who gather for reasons larger than themselves, and who have in common a great love of the Creator and a great desire to serve the Creator. This wholehearted stretching and reaching for the light, this growing desire to learn the truth among so many of your people, have greatly aided the situation as regards the strength of the field of third density at this time. It is very likely, and we are looking only at probability vortices, not actual predictions, that your people will not only be able to live out their current incarnations here, but that there will be enough energy within third density to maintain third density bodies and the energies of evolution in terms of the spirit for some of your time, perhaps as many as 100 or 150 of your years. It is difficult, if not impossible, to predict with any accuracy what shall occur with your people. However, the time of third density for doing third density work is virtually over. Those not in incarnation at this time will not have another shot at living on planet Earth, taking flesh, and becoming choice-making ethical biological units, as this entity likes to call human beings, from the work of the one known as Dewey. It is not, however, a cause for fear that this is occurring. This is perfectly in order. And indeed, that which remains to be done by entities living in third density bodies on planet Earth is, for the most part, not personal, but rather has to do with the energy of so many among your people, which has a kind of group karma to it. This energy is that which those among your people who have destroyed parts of their planet or their entire planet in previous attempts at third density evolution have carried with them to this point. There is a lot of healing that various entities for various reasons wish to accomplish. In many cases, they do not even really know how to accomplish this healing process. more and more entities, we feel, will find a connection between their own health in terms of their spiritual health and the health of the planet on which they live. The key error among your peoples has been to forget that all things are one. It is a very simple truth. There are many, many ways to say this truth. But you are a part of the entity sitting next to you, the entity on the other side of the world, the ground that lies closest to your feet at this time, and the ground of the entire planet. All of these energies coalesce within your energy system. You are the earth, just as you are the creation. The kind of healing that has this karmic tang to it is that healing into the realization that is heart deep, that you are part of all that there is, and that you are able to interact as a steward with the earth around you. The term earth is not necessarily literal, for you may not live on earth. You may live in a high rise or in a place that for some reason has no actual earth to it. Nevertheless, your feet touch, your hands touch, your eyes see a physical world. Even if your environment is only one room, you can make that one room a room in which there are green and growing things. There is cleanliness and order. There is a sense of peace. There is an atmosphere of thankfulness. And there is a deep note of joy. You can make a home not only for yourself, but for all of the energies that interpenetrate their density, consensus, reality. And this kind of opening up of the self to the awareness of the environment around you is what we are encouraging you to think about. It is a simple thing to turn the mind to more of an awareness of what is around you. And once you become aware of what is around you, it becomes more obvious how exciting, how stunningly beautiful, and how entirely original each day is, what a gift it is, and what an adventure it is to experience it. Eventually, your planet will no longer be able to sustain the evolutionary energy necessary to live a third density life. Once this has occurred and there are no longer any third density entities dwelling on the planet, fourth density will indeed become able not only to interpenetrate third density, but to appear. At this point in its development, all of fourth density chooses not to appear. It chooses to remain as an unseen energy in order to allow the third density entities to complete their patterns. We cannot say that there is no reason to have fear. We can only say that there is no reason that we see to have fear. We see a good deal of fear among your people. We ourselves do not share the point of view that produces that fear. To those such as this instrument who have experienced physical death, there is less likelihood of a thought concerning the life ending creating fear in this instrument. She is not afraid to pass through the gates of larger life. Having done so, she is aware that there is nothing to be afraid of. Indeed, there is a great deal to which to look forward. Therefore, her life is not cluttered with fearful anticipation of her own death. She is aware that as she was born, so she will die. She is content to let the Creator take her when her time comes. Whenever that is, her hope is to have completed the patterns that she came here to fulfill. That is indeed her only concern. And in passing, we would say to this instrument that even that is not something to fear. What is done is what is perfect to have been done. That is the way to look at a life's work. Otherwise, you can indeed create concerns for yourself where there is truly no concern. We would indeed encourage each to take hold of life as the gift that it is, realizing that death is part of life, an outworking and a final stitch in a good pattern that you began in your mother's womb. We do not see this event as being one that needs to be feared at all. We see it as part of a benign and healthy pattern. We hope that any time that we speak of the changes that are occurring in answer to your questions, you are able to receive the information simply as information. It is in all of its complexity not that which need cause any fear whatsoever. Certainly when The time nears midnight. Entities will become more focused on that moment when today becomes tomorrow and a new beginning proceeds. We encourage you to enjoy the dawning of this new day. You cannot become a fourth density entity within third density. However, you would be surprised how deep a change that you can make in the life of your body as well as your mind and your spirit by disciplining your thoughts. This instrument has talked many times about trying to live with fourth density values, seeing what you can do when you become aware of the thoughts that you were thinking, to examine them for what they may have to offer you. It is very helpful to see what you are thinking about, and then to ask yourself if you could perhaps tune that instrument that you are to clearer and more productive thoughts. There is a fine balance between this kind of work being helpful and too much of this kind of work, which creates a situation in which you really don't know who you are because you're too busy trying to control your thoughts to be a certain way. We do not encourage that. What we encourage is a living, plastic, kind of yeasty process in which you are able to become aware of your thoughts and to sit with them and let them show you what your inner environment is. In sitting with that environment, you may ask for guidance and help in seeing with more clarity and in being able to have a broader point of view that enables you to see a larger picture. We hope that this sort of energy will be that to which you turn if you do feel fearful, because that over which you have control remains stubbornly interior to yourself. The kingdom does lie within. And the resources and tools for administering your kingdom lie handy to your use. It is a matter of how you choose to think, to act, and to be. We would at this time ask if there is a follow-up to this query or if you have another question at this time. We are those of Akuo.
My question was surrounding why, this came up in the last session, but why Maldek and Mars, actually why it seems like such a current theme for planets to be destroying themselves. Not planets, people of the planets be destroying themselves, their cultures. if it's central to this solar system or if it's a common theme in third density.
Only are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my brother. The patterns, my brother, we would agree, is well advanced and is indeed endemic to this region of space controlled by the logos, or shall we say sublogos, that is your sun. The creation that was designed by this entity used a great deal of free will and a heavy veiling so that it takes actual effort for most people to retrieve their memory of the larger picture that moves beyond one incarnation into the grand design of the creation itself and you as citizens of eternity. We are not saying that the Creator has not gained a rich harvest of new information about itself from this particular design of creation. However, it does seem that the combination of advanced free will and advanced veiling of the actual metaphysical situation have created conditions that are unusually likely to produce the thought pattern of aggression in order to get one's way. Since it is so difficult to see that we are all one in your third density experience, since the veiling is so complete, it becomes possible for entities to contemplate ending another's life with less discomfort than if they were contemplating ending their own life. This has made it possible for entities to become habituated to the destruction of other selves. And indeed, the mental processes of entities who have in lifetime after lifetime after lifetime been involved in killing become infected. It is as if you had taken up smoking. You can see that smoking is a bad idea. You can see the statistics that a certain number of people will get emphysema or lung cancer and will be removed from incarnation because of that habit. However, the smoking becomes a habit, and it seems very difficult to change the habit once it is set in. In just the same way, your tribe on planet Earth is made up of entities who have become habituated to violence. There is a great yearning in the heart of all of those who have so become habituated to lose the habit, to stop the violence that lies within the self. However, in order to change a habit, one must see a viable alternative to the habit. How can you teach peace? How can you help a planet heal from its easy acceptance of violent acts? We leave this question with you. It is in your hands. May we answer you further, my brother?
It's good for now.
We are those of Kuo. Is there a further query at this time?
Yeah, I have one.
Can you offer any suggestions for a process to help make a seemingly important life decision?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my brother. We wonder, for this instrument's sake, if you could repeat the question, putting it a slightly different way so that she may see into the question.
Yes, the question centered around how one can think through and come to a decision about an important life path of one option or another. Does that help?
We are those of Kuo, and yes, my brother, that did help, this instrument. We are able to respond to your query at this time better because you put it a slightly different way, and we thank you for that. There are a couple of things we would share with you, my brother, about making choices. Firstly, we would ask you to be more than usually aware of your guidance and to ask it for help in a very specific way. In other words, my brother, when you pray or converse with your guidance system, rather than saying, I have some things coming up that I'm concerned about and I would like for your help, we would suggest that you be very specific and try to describe to your guidance system precisely what it is you want help with. As you describe the specifics of your choice to your guidance system in this inner conversation, you will be opening channels of inspiration and information that will begin to flow instantly. Secondly, we would suggest to you the virtue of exaggeration. When you are attempting to make a choice, it is helpful sometimes to exaggerate the choice, to imagine into how it would be if it went one way, and emphasize and exaggerate that projection into one possible future. And then do the same thing with the other path, exaggerating it and imagining into it and seeing how it felt 1 year down the road, 2 years down the road, as you project how your life would change because you've made this choice. We might suggest, for instance, that you could take a period of your time, for instance, a week, and for 7 days focus entirely on wanting, looking into imagining and projecting into the future, having made the choice one way, then take the next week and do the same thing for the other side. There is a point in this process where you will begin to get a resonance on one way of choosing that you do not get on the other way of choosing. But this is one way of sharpening your focus as you let yourself drift and dream and imagine what it would be like to live out the implications inherent in making the choice one way or the other. Thirdly, we would suggest that you be careful to include in each day a time where there is no thought taken about this choice. We do not even want to describe how you would structure this time, but let it be a time that is yours. And let your choice for that time be that which opens your heart. It might be as simple as walking outside in beautiful settings, especially those with trees. It might be any situation in which you choose how you wish to enter the silence. But let this time be free from worldly concerns of any kind. Let this be your gift to yourself. This is important for the balancing of all that is occurring to you at this time. You might even think of it as a time of invitation and acceptance. Invitation of beauty, truth, justice, and peace. Invite them to flow through you as they will, restoring and healing you. For they rest as entities within your energy system and can be called forth or evoked, if you will. And resting from all labor, all thought, all concern, resting into the silence, leaning back into the strength and the power inherent in the ongoing pulse of the Creator's heart. May we answer you further, my brother?
No, thank you, Carla. That was lovely.
We are those of Kuo, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, I have one. You made reference to the third density pattern, which must be completed. Could you describe what the pattern is?
We are those of Kuo, and are aware of your query, my brother. We have difficulty using this instrument to answer that particular question, and therefore we shall attempt to be somewhat creative, for there are many things this instrument simply does not know in terms of scientific patterns. The pattern of third density, to use your own discussion of densities with this instrument, is oranges. There is an orangeness that must be completed. And that is a complex thing. It has to do with that particular fruit, shall we say. It has a certain smell, it has a certain texture and firmness, and is of a certain size and so forth. Third density has a field, and it is full of a certain kind of pattern. When the pattern is completed, then there will be no more need for oranges. We're sorry, but this is the best we can do through this instrument. Can we try to answer you further, my brother?
Are there, like, specific attributes I could look for in the field?
We are those of Kuo, and yes, my brother, there are specific attributes. We do not believe we can, at this time, express to you what to look for. We are sorry, but we cannot offer you information through this instrument at this time on this question. Except that we can, through this instrument, affirm that there are indeed characteristics that are available to your observation.
Well, where might I find such information? Anything locally, in books or print, or other teachers?
We are those of Ukuo, and would suggest through this instrument simply that you follow research concerning the nature of light. You will find hints and inklings along the way of working with this information, although, of course, my brother, there are as many false leads as there are good ones in such research.
This I know. One more question. Fourth density energy impinging on Earth now, how is that affecting the people? Is that increasing the amount of violence being misinterpreted?
We are the Kuo and are aware of your query, my brother. We find this a misleading question in that it is not the interpenetration of fourth density in third that is creating more violence, but rather it is that separation of entities into those who are moving forward and those who are caught in fear. Neither those who are graduating service to self nor those who are graduating service to others are caught in fear. The entities that are caught in fear are those who have not yet chosen how to polarize, but are simply, shall we say, resting in the cultural milieu. If they have not made that first discovery of the true situation, then they perhaps have a very blunted ability to choose at all. Information such as this group offers and many, many other groups offer can awaken certain people who are ready to awaken to the situation. And when entities get the situation well in mind, they are riveted. They are activated. And they realize the gravity of this need to choose. If entities are not yet at that point where it is necessary for them to wake up, necessary for them to get a grasp of the situation, and necessary for them then to make the choice, they are simply not ready to leave third density. And therefore, they dwell in a sinkhole of indifference that is like a gravity well. And they simply can't get off the bottom of the swing of, say, the pendulum that they represent by not having chosen. Those who have not made the choice are those, say, that would be hanging straight down into the gravity well. Just as when one swings on a swing, one has to rock back and forth to get a good start. Then once one is swinging, one is able to swing very high. One has developed power. A person that is simply hanging at the bottom of this gravity well of indifference has no power. So you are basically looking at entities that are powerless and that sense that they are powerless without having knowledge of how to claim the very substantial power that they indeed do have, but do not know how to get to. May we answer you further, my brother?
This is actually describing a pattern. Is this more of a second density pattern they're trying to complete to move on through the third density? Basically the great eight. That was holding them back and causing them violent reactions.
We are those of Ukuo and are aware of your query, my brother. We believe that you are reversing cause and effect here and putting the cart before the horse. The repetitive experiences of entities who have experienced destruction have created a group of entities on your planet who are simply resistant to awakening. They have successfully avoided awakening for a long enough period of time and a significant enough amount of incarnational experiences that there is a continuing resistance to awakening that is expressed very well in some of the outer forms of your culture at this time, with its ways of distracting and amusing entities' thoughts and occupying their thoughts to an extent that keeps them asleep in terms of thinking ethically or morally about who they are and why they are here. The situation with such entities is simply that they shall need to go through another third density cycle elsewhere. It was hoped, naturally, by those who created this planetary experience that this would be the best possible environment to take entities that had this pattern and to give them the maximum opportunity for healing and for growth. But there is no guarantee when such a pattern is made that it will succeed. However, each time a new cycle begins, the sublogos responsible for that cycle does its very, very best to create that maximally efficient structure for evolution. And if they did not succeed in clearing third density lessons this time, then they shall receive another chance and another opportunity with perhaps an even better creation to play in. May we answer you further, my brother?
Yes. Would there be like one particular thing this planetary experience went wrong on that managed to get all these people kind of stuck having to repeat third density?
Aware those of Akuo and are aware of your query, my brother. There is indeed one thing that entities become stuck on. In general. And that is that illusion that all are not one. It is the saving awareness of all entities who undertake spiritual evolution to realize in the way that is meaningful to you that the picture is indeed larger than one person, one nuclear family, and one lifetime. And that in that picture, everyone belongs. All is one. The lack of awareness of oneness is the key to the clinging to patterns of violence. It is important to realize, though, my brother, that simply because a group of entities did not make graduation at this time does not mean that there has been a failure. There is no concept of success or failure as such in the outworking of the pattern for a planetary density. Those who are able to be harvested are harvested. Those who are not able to be harvested are given further opportunities to work through the lessons that they were unable to learn so far. There is no reason to be concerned. It is simply a point of information that the particular planet on which you now enjoy living is soon to become unavailable for third density work. Therefore, third density entities shall need to take up their studies elsewhere. We find that this instrument's energy is waning, and so we would, at this time, leave this group, this instrument, and the environment that you have created by the beauty of your vibrations. leaving you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. We are known to you as the principle of Ukul. And we thank you for the privilege of being with you this day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adonai. Adonai.